The Art of Thank You, A Guide to Conveying Appreciation. A lot of people talk about gratitude and being thankful, myself included, but I want to take a moment to talk about how we convey that appreciation, especially in daily actions and with our words. I see conveying appreciation a bit like verbal gratuity, which if you go back to the Latin origin of gratuity, it's gratus, meaning pleasing, thankful. If you have an amazing experience at a restaurant, for example, you tend to leave a bigger tip to convey appreciation to the staff who took care of you, right? We can apply that same logic to our words and everyday actions. I'll give you an example. So someone holds a door for you. Think about how genuinely appreciative you are in the context of that situation. Did someone hold an elevator door for you so you could make it to work on time versus being 3 minutes late? Did the open door help you with the packages or groceries you were carrying and thus preventing you from smashing or dropping your goods? Was it raining and the open door allowed you to get inside quicker, thus preventing additional downpour from drenching you all over? There's all kinds of variables and all of them are valuable. At bare minimum, a reply could be, thanks. Step through the doorway and keep it moving toward what you're doing. This happens pretty regularly. You know, we've all done it. After all, thanks is better than nothing, right? But I invite you to think a level deeper. What if instead you said thanks and then added, I appreciate it. It maybe adds an extra second of speech, but a bit more personal and a bit deeper in gratitude. You appreciate the action of a door being held for you. It's convenient. It's nice. It's helpful. Now, I invite you to go even further. What if you said, thank you, miss. I really appreciate you for holding that door. You made my morning. Yeah, it took almost 3 whole seconds to say, but think about the difference. You've gone from a generic response to a personalized one. The magic in a thank you happens when you elevate it from conveying minimal appreciation of an action to genuine appreciation of a person for that action. Sipism. And then in turn, think about how that person is going to appreciate your reply, right? So the more effort you put into a reply, the better it will be received. Miss Doorholder is going to feel much better for having taken time out of whatever she was doing to make sure to hold the door for you. Probably a complete stranger, right? And this concept works everywhere. So did someone help you at work on a project? How about saying, thank you, Jonathan. Your recommendations to help us speed up this project and your time management skills were invaluable. I really appreciate you. Cost? Less than a minute of your time and far more valuable to your coworker than, thanks, pal. Good work. Or did someone at the gym offer a recommendation that in turn improved your balance, your range of motion, and the amount of weight you lifted? How about a quick, thanks, Eric. And you taking a minute to teach me that is going to pay dividends over the next week. Really, really appreciate it. Cost? Less than a minute of your time. And again, far more rewarding for Eric than, cool, thanks. Because he now knows that he had a positive impact on you. And sometimes the best thank yous are the ones that happen when they're least expected. Do you have someone in your life that you genuinely appreciate? Showcase your gratitude and give them a reason to smile today. Your words can be gifts. Share them and be specific, not only on birthdays and Thanksgiving week when everybody's doing it, but also just because you're thinking it. In fact, I'm going to mention what I'm thinking at this very moment. Hey, Mom, thinking about you. Thank you so much for instilling belief in me that I have a bright future in whatever I do. I may have shrugged it off in the moment as, of course, Mom would say that, but you never wavered. You always believed, and the constant support has always resonated in some way along the way. I'm forever grateful for you and everything you've done to make sure that I had every opportunity to find my lane and go. Love you. That was fun. Thank you for a few minutes of your attention. I know that time is an incredible asset and I appreciate you immensely for listening. If you found any value in this at all, it would super duper mean the world to me if you consider clapping, liking, hearting, sharing, etc. to help more people hear the message. And really, how awesome my mom is. Till next time, remember, we all have the same 1440 in a day, and we all get one shot at life. Let's rock it. Find some time to live what you love and walk the want.